today the final phase of a historic antitrust trial against Google began in a Washington, D.C. courthouse. Last year, a federal judge had ruled the tech giant was abusing its control of the online search market. Now, he'll determine what penalties Google must face. I do want to note Google is a financial supporter of NPR, but we cover them as we would any other organization. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz was in court today and is here now to explain everything. Hey there.
Hi.
Hi. So before we get to the latest, I just want you to step back because this has been going on for a while. Remind us, what is at stake, what this case is about?
This has been going on for a while. It all began in 2020 when the Department of Justice filed an antitrust suit against Google. And last August, U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta ruled that Google has been acting as a monopoly in the search engine market. The main issue is that the company has paid Apple and Samsung to make Google the default search engine on their phones. And for the next few weeks, Judge Mehta will hear arguments from the DOJ and Google over what they think is the best remedy. And both sides are really far apart. And I should add that this case shouldn't be confused with another federal antitrust case against Google. Last week, a different federal judge ruled that Google has a monopoly in its online advertising business.
Okay, so to the latest in this case, walk me through what happened today.
Yeah, so the mood was a little tense as lawyers for Google and the government waited for Judge Mehta's arrival. Both sides offered roadmaps of what they will bring up during the trial and what kind of witnesses they'll call to testify. And over the next few weeks, that's expected to include Google CEO Sundar Pichai and senior VPs of Yahoo, Apple, Microsoft, and ChatGPT. And the government's most aggressive request is for Judge Mehta to order the tech company to sell off Chrome, which is the world's most popular browser. Lawyer David Dahlquist for the DOJ said today, Chrome drives billions in search revenue for Google, and selling it off would allow its rivals to compete. The DOJ is also asking that Google stop making payments to those phone makers to make sure its browser is their default option. But the government wants to go a step further and also make sure any remedy blocks Google from establishing these exclusive agreements for its generative AI products like its chatbot, Gemini.
Now, you said a moment ago the two sides are very far apart. So what did lawyers for Google have to say in response?
Yeah, Google has been saying for years that it has never acted as a monopoly and that it does intend to appeal once this part of the case is over. Its repeated argument has been people use Google because they want to, not because they have to. A lot of what Google presented in court today was along those same lines. A lawyer for Google, John Schmidtlein, argued that what the DOJ was presenting was really just a wish list for Google's competitors. He also claimed that a lot of what the DOJ wants just goes a bit too far. Like splitting off Chrome, Schmidtlein said that is totally unprecedented. And while Google has offered to delete the word exclusive from their search engine contracts with phone makers, he said agreements involving their AI products like Gemini shouldn't be changed.
Put this into context. What are you hearing when you ask about the wider potential impact of this case?
Yeah, we spoke to Rebecca Hall Allensworth. She's a professor of antitrust law at Vanderbilt Law School. She said this is the biggest antitrust case in decades.
This case is an extremely big deal. It's hard to overstate it. You know, it's at least as big a deal as the Microsoft case, which is the last big antitrust case that we had, and that was 25 years ago. It's up there with the greats in the case book, you know, Standard Oil, Alcoa.
And Allensworth said the outcome for Google in this case is hard to predict, but forcing Google to divest from Chrome is not out of the question.
And NPR's Jacqueline Diaz, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.